So we're still in the series of collection about that Imam Shah Waliullah Dehlawi has collected, famous Indian scholar who lived around 300 years ago. And every single hadith is very short, and he collected it in his collections, but he doesn't actually mention from where is his source, from Muslim or Bukhari or Ibn Majah. So I tried to find from which of the 6 or 9 collections of a hadith. And so in this hadith, Ibn Mas'ud narrates that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-mustashar mu'taman," the one who is consulted or is being asked for advice, is mu'taman, is entrusted. Like, this is a trust and a responsibility that when someone comes to you and asks you for advice or asks you for consultation, this is a responsibility how you're gonna reply and how you're gonna react to that person asking for advice. Because the person asking for advice may put themselves in a vulnerable position, because they're asking, they think that you are, more knowledgeable, have, more experience and expertise, and so they're asking you for advice, and now you are entrusted. How will you respond? So if you have the proper knowledge, you have the proper experience and the proper expertise, and you're able to serve that person and understand their situation and help them to what will be in their best interest, then you should do so, and it's part of fulfilling that amana. But if you don't have the knowledge or expertise or skills that to help that person, then you should just say I don't know, or direct them to someone, or send them to someone who will be able to help them. So that's where you are interested, because you have a few options. And the dangerous, the dangerous path is when someone answers or gives an answer based on ignorance, like their answer or their advice is based on ignorance, and it's not, it actually will harm the person seeking advice. And that's where it's really dangerous. And here, this is where shaitan and the nafs and the ego comes in. And because no one wants to seem ignorant or that they're not knowledgeable, so they want to answer, and give a quick answer. But Allah, in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes it very clear that you are accountable for giving advice. When you give someone advice, you are accountable. It's not like, oh, I'll give this guy advice and that's it, I'll pass, I'm out. No, you are accountable for the quality and your how you delivered it, and the attitude and the tone, like everything, all the entire package. And then one more thing is that the person seeking advice should also seek advice from the person who is trustworthy, who's knowledgeable, who won't show envy or hatred towards that person. So also there's responsibility from both sides, but the big responsibility is on the person being asked, because they could either harm or benefit that the seeker of that consultation, and so based on that trust, they should take the correct approach and do what is in the best interest of the person seeking advice. Wallahu a'lam. يروي الإمام ابن ماجة في صحيح بسند حسن عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المستشار مؤتمن صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد.